morning. He told, you write Ramananda Sambhad. Tomorrow also in class, that class in morning. I will tell further. I also want to give you very melodious taste of Krishna Leela also. So something I am going to speak in.
Kya hoga?
To speak on Srimad Bhagavatam, a very little way, for 20 or 25 minutes. Have I told something about that Uddhava went to Braja? Here, no?
Not here.
Where?
England.
In Holland.
Houston. No, no, also here in
England. England.
In
Los Angeles.
Something.
Yes.
So, only one, two slokas I will read. That how sweet is Srimad Bhagavatam. Uddhava went to Vrindavan from Mathura. Krishna told that, I am weeping here. No one is to talk about Braja. None are qualified. And there are none qualified to give consolation to my father and mother, especially to gopis, who were so much beloved. They have left everything. They have left their husbands, houses, varnasram dharma, even their shame. Shame?
Shyness.
Huh?
Their shyness.
Shyness. Which is the ornament of woman's everything left for Krishna. Now I have come Mathura. They are weeping so much. So Uddhava, you should go. You are a very intelligent person and you know Brahma Gyan and all other things so much. You can go and satisfy them, consolate them. Uddhava told, I can go there, but I cannot leave you. Krishna told, oh, I am here very little part, but I am fully, I am in Braja. If you will go there, you will see that I am there. I fear that you should not, you will not return seeing me there in full. Then he agreed. Krishna took, you should also hear, come on, all persons. So, Krishna told that you should go on this golden chariot, golden
chariot.
He took his vanmala, very beautiful, in the neck of Uddhava. He also gave his pitambar, chadar, to Uddhava. And he told that, you should go. Krishna was coming with him. And Uddhava was telling, seeing that Krishna does not want to leave me. So he chad gaya.
Climb.
He climbed on the chariot. Krishna began to stand up there. The dust, rath, the chariot came out of his sight. The bhul ur rai
dust
were
flying in the sky. Flying.
They also subsided. Uddhava went to Mathura, Braja. Then, in evening, Krishna returned. Went first to meet Nanda Maharaj. It was evening, some darkness came. Cows were returning to their homes. All the sky was full of cows.
Dust.
At once, Uddhav Sahib, they all gopis are remembering Krishna as if Krishna was there in Braja. All the cows having so much
milk.
Udders.
Udders
there. Coughs very white, like Rajhansa.
Swans.
Very beautiful. Jumping here and there. The boys were, cowherd boys were playing as if Krishna was there. Some gopis, they were churning. The lamps, ghee batti, with ghee.
Ghee lamps.
Very beautiful. Whole breasts were so beautiful. So much fragrant was coming. And all were doing kirtan. What kirtan? Govinda damo dharma hari.
Govinda damo dharma hari.
Govinda
damo.
Some were clapping their boys, sons. Oh, sleep. Not sleeping, telling. Well, Govinda Damo Dharma Gaveti.
Govinda Damo Dharma Gaveti.
Govinda
Damo.
Sweeping or brooming.
Sweeping
or brooming. Some were cooking, but all were singing.
Govinda Dama Dharma Gaveti. Govinda Dama Dharma Gaveti. Govinda Dama.
Some were doing
grinding.
Some were doing like this,
stirring,
making atta,
flowers, grinding.
All are singing. Udukkale sanghatatan dulansya sanghantayanto musalehi pramukha gayanti gopya januta anuraga
Govinda Damo Dharma Gaveti. Govinda Damo Dharma Gaveti. Govinda Damo Dharma Gaveti.
Tears were coming. They were remembering the pastimes of Krishna in childhood. And they are chanting this. Very melodious.
Govinda Damo
Udhasa. Oh, how beautiful they are. More than lakhs and lakhs Lakshmi. So beautiful. Their, what this, wrist?
Waist.
So
thin.
This some broad. So beautiful. Silken dresses. Lahanga and this. Very beautiful. He astonished. He saw that really this bread. And Krishna is here playing. At once the scene turned. And he saw that. All are eating. Cows are not eating grass. They are not getting milk. The calves are not taking milk of their mothers. Only weeping and singing towards north, because from Mathura, Vrindavan is north. All the gopis were very lean and thin. Yashoda has become very lean and thin. He is about to die. Nanda Maharaj is not taking anything. Peacocks are not now dancing. Cuckoos not telling anything. Parrots nothing. All weeping. He became very sorry. Anyone told that this is the palace of Nanda Maharaj? Nanda Maharaj also heard that a boy has come from Mathura. His name is Yudha. Oh, he is very, very, very near and dear to me. He is a friend of Krishna. He went there and he embraced Yudha. Come on. And began to weep. He wanted to ask Yudha that how Krishna is. My son, beautiful son Kanhaiya, how he is. But he could not speak anything. He became
chopped.
Tears they are coming. He told that, I have heard that Kansa has been killed. Kansa has been killed by his own fault. Anyone has not killed. He was killed only for his bad activities has killed him. How is my brother Vasudev? And again he remembered Krishna and became choked. But eyes are tearing, coming tearing. I told the Uddhava, what kind of thing? I want to forget Krishna. I cannot forget. When I am in my home and sing the twice of Krishna, his little bansi there, his garments there, it remembers me. I cannot check myself. So I become upset. So I used to give up my home and go to Yamuna to take bath and to be subside all these things. But here I am seeing at a Krishna little
footprints
are there. They remembered me, all things. All the trees are weeping. Where is Shyam? Where is Kanai? There is no tree. Where Krishna has not done any pastime. So they cry. They now are drawing. Yamuna is
drawing.
no water. So everything is, everyone is weeping there. I have no consolation. Then I used to go to Govardhan to forget all Krishna. Oh, I see then so many gopis, where he has played with gopis, gopals, gopis. He used to go to cow grazing. Then I become more and more, what? Little
sharp,
loudly.
Overwhelmed.
I cannot check myself. Again I come to home. But I cannot console myself. And he began to weep more loudly. Uddhava has no what to console him in his dictionary. Yeah. How to console him? In mind he thought that in whole world Nanda Maharaj is so much
fortunate
that he has a son like Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he is weeping for that boy. So he is most fortunate. And Yashoda is most fortunate. But what to tell? How I should console him? I should tell that you should weep more and weep, more weep. This will not console. Then what should I do? Don't weep. All Shastra are telling that those who have one drop of tear for Krishna, they are so much fortunate. And he has so much. So how can I tell that don't weep? What should I tell? I was thinking that I am so much learned person and so much Brahmagyani. But here I fell to tell any word to them. At last he told, you are so much fortunate in this world. None are fortunate like you. You and Mahajasuda, well, you are so fortunate. That Krishna is not your son only, he is God of gods, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Brahma and Shankar cannot see the lotus feet of Krishna in their hearts, even doing austerities for more than lakhs and lakhs years. And you are telling that he is my son, having Krishna in your laps and Krishna is taking your shoes, and very happily. So you are so lucky. Nanda Maharaj began to weep more and he told, I thought that you are so intelligent, being a friend of Krishna, but I see that you are so foolish, having no knowledge at all. You know, that Krishna, you are telling that Krishna is God. I used to think that he is my son. But in now you are telling that he is God of gods, Supreme Personality. So how I am lucky that he left me and he went to Mathura. So I am not his father. I am not qualified to be his father. And Yashoda is not qualified to be the mother of Krishna. So he went to Mathura, where there is much and more prem, affection and love. So I am not his father. You are telling that he is my son and also gods of God. So if he has left me, then you should see that anyhow I received that son and now he has left me and he has gone to Mathura. I see that there is none in whole world.
So unfortunate. As unfortunate as me.
As me. am so degraded or what? And he began to weep loudly. Buddha thought, I've done mistake. I should not have told this thing. Really? Nanda Baba again told, you know, there is only one father in this world, and he was Dasarath Maharaj. When Ram left home and went to jungle for 14 years, Dasarath could not check himself, and he at last told, Ram, Ha Ram, and Ha Ra, he could not tell more. And he left his body. He died. But I'm more unlucky. I'm like a stone. I've not died yet. And Krishna went there. So how I'm a father? I'm not like a father. I'm not a Gandhav.
A scent.
A scent of prem. That is why he has come. And he began to weep bitterly. Yashoda Ma was weeping and he became senseless. Udhat could not tell him anything. He saw that, I was thinking that I am most supermost devotee of Krishna, but I think that now Nanda Mama is like Himalayan mountain, and I am a dust. Now he thought that, Krishna sent me to learn all these things. It became morning. Whole night they were talking like this, all these things. If I tell all the history of their talking, then I think that 10 days will go away. So very briefly outline I gave. In the morning he took bath nearby a pond that is now called Krishna Kunda. And he saw that there is a very dense forest of kadamba trees, very big, big trees, very beautiful scene, dense forest, so sun's rays cannot enter there. He saw that there are so many girls there, gopis, and all are weeping. He went there and did pranam. But when they saw Uddhav, one gopi told her, who is he? You don't know, Sakhi? He has come from Mathura. He told this, how he came? On the same chariot in which Akrur came and took away Krishna, our dear beloved. Same chariot? Yes, yes. Why he came? Now he has taken Krishna, and how he came? Again? Sakhi, another gopi told, you don't know. Kansa has been died, he has been killed. Now his what, sir?
Oblations.
Oblations. Oblations ceremony is going on. After 11 or 12 days or 13 days, offerings. So this ceremony is going on, but they are not having any pind to offer. So he has come here that all the persons of Braja, all gop, gopi, cows, everything has been died in the separation of Krishna. So we should take the hrithpinda, heart of all the gopis who are dead, and it will be given to Krishna Kansa. So he has come. Buddha, no, I have done mistake. In the meantime, one gopi told, you know, why he came not on foot, but he has come on the very golden chariot? No, I don't know. Another told that I know, but here, because Krishna was here only like a gope having some stick running after cows, no umbrella, no shoes, anything. So now he has become the king of Mathura. And lakhs of servants are there. He has so much wealth. So he has come in a golden chariot to show his father and mother that now, oh, you see, I am not that Krishna. Now I have become the king of Mathura. So wealthy, so rich person, so famous person. My servants go here and there in golden chariots. So he has come to show you. Another gopi told, Uddhava is telling that, I have done so much mistake, why I came on the chariot, golden chariot? O Prithvi Devi, O Mother?
Earth.
What Mother?
Earth.
Earth. You should
be
open.
And I want to go. And I never want to show my face to gopis and gopis. Really, I have done so. One gopi told, who is he coming? Another gopi told, he is Shyam, but not really Shyam. Why he told? She told, he was like Krishna. He was also like Krishna, Shyam. And appearance both likewise. You know that Srimati Radhika are gopis. In separation mood, if tamal tree was there, they used to embrace that tamal tree, that he is Krishna. But they saw Uddhava like Krishna, face everything, Banmala and Pitambar. But they did not meant and not embraced. Why? Why? Prem has some marjada. Prem has some rules and regulations. So, they did not embrace Krishna. They are telling that he is Shyam, but not Shyam. He is, in body, he is black, but not that black. One told that I know that he is the servant of Krishna. Why? My nose can judge it. They know the fragrant of Krishna body. He has taken the garland of Krishna. And this garland has some fragrance from Krishna body. So I am realizing it. Nose cannot dhokha nahi de sakti. They cannot cheat. We are very, very much
fit.
We have realized this. Uddhava was saying, what to do? He was not fixing anything. They take Uddhava, they took Uddhava to nearer place and told, gave them asana, seat. To sit. But Uddhava took that asana in his head and kept it and sat on the earth. One gopi told, Uddhava, why you came in this way to us? You have forgotten the way. We have come to consolate Krishna father and mother. Why you came? We think that you have forgotten the way. So you can go by this way. What is the use? And object to come to us, we know that a son is always debted to his father and mother because they have bodily and blood relation. If they are telling that we are not son, but they are son. So Krishna has come from the womb of Yashoda by Nanda Maharaj. So Krishna can think that this would be
consoled.
Consoled. But why to us? Why you came to us? We have no relation. There was some relation, but it depends on ग्रहण करने पर मानने पर यदि कोई मानता है तो इट डिपेंड्स ऑन एडमिटिंग दैट ही इज माइन आई एम हिज हर ओनली वन नो ब्लड रिलेशन टू विद अस वी हैव नॉट मैरिज टू कृष्णा सो हाउ कृष्णा कैन सेंड एनीवन टू अस सो यू कैन गो टू हिज फादर एंड मदर. One gopi in the meantime told, Pyare Uddhav. Pyare means?
Dear or beloved.
Dear. Not beloved. Dear Uddhav. You are so much learned. We have heard of famous learned person you are. And you are friend of that black person, not telling his name. You are very, very near and dear to that black person. And you are also black. You have come from here. Can you tell one thing, reply or question? That there are two kinds of affection and love. One, pure love, affection. And other impure. First we are telling this, the sample are what?
Symptoms
of impure love and affection. Impure love, like swarthamai priti.
Self-interested love.
Self-interested love. This is not pure. I'm giving some symptoms and examples like Pumbhi Istru Sukrita. Some lusty person used to give, to show their outer love only to meet them, to quench their thirst. And after that, they give up. They don't want to meet her. Like you black, and the bees are also black. Bees in the morning time, they fly to all the flowers, beautiful and fragrant and which have madhu,
honey.
And they said, they sit there and take some honey from them, and again they fly to others, to new. They don't see behind, living up, new. Like you and your master, holy master. And if they take some honey, they leave, give up. Nishvam tajatanti ganika. Ganika?
Prostitute.
Then don't love anyone. They love money. When they take all the monies of any person, lusty persons, they give up. Go away from here. Bring money and then come. So they love only money, not any person. Like Chintamani left Bilvamangal. So many cases we see. In Western country we see lakhs and lakhs. A woman give up their husband 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, 10 times. I've heard that they have given up 40 times. At the age of 100 years, they again marry. Again they. If the husband is not giving money, they will give up. This prem is not bona fide. This is only like a lust, impure. Akalpam Nipati Praja. There was a very powerful king. But now he has become old and he cannot control anyone. And his sons took all his wealth and money and kingdom. Then all Praja. Praja means?
Citizens. Citizens.
Citizens give up that old king. And they will love new kings. Like Adhita Vidya Acharyam. As students go to schools, and when they are matured in
knowledge.
Vidya,
knowledge,
they give up the schools, and they give up the Acharya and the teacher. They never go again. In India, there are rich teachers. They do sacrifices and all for householders. If they take dakshina, dakshina means lakhi, lakshmi,
charity,
then they will not stay a moment there. They will return to their home. They will only stay there, that dakshina should come out anyhow. And if they have received the dakshina, the grihastha will tell that, wait a little, and you should tell Harikatha. I want to some here. No, I have no time. My children are waiting there. I have to go there. So many works there. They will not stay. Khaga bita phalam. Birds living on the tree. When there are some fruits and
shades,
and he is quite green, having fruits and everything, then birds are there. Anyhow, if the tree is dry, then they will fly to other trees. The animals, mriga means?
Deer.
They are living in a very beautiful jungle
forest,
as we went there to see the trees. Very beautiful trees. Valley was so green, so... But we should not saw any fruits tree. No flowers like Giriraj Govardhan, Beli, Chameli, Jui and all others. And all kinds of fruits, jackfruit, mango, Kadamba and so many. And beautiful green. So, if there is fire in that forest, all go to another forest. Dagnacha. Jaro bhukta rating istriyam. And the person those who are lusty, they have friendship with women only for some days. And they will give up. So Uddhava, can you tell that Krishna was not like so? And we are also not like so. Our love and affection was what? Very pure, having no self-interest, no sense gratification. Both were pure. Then how it became like so? That Krishna went and we have been separated. If there is pure prem, devotion, everything. No self-interesting, not a smell of that is there. But how, can you tell? Buddha began to do like this. He has no answer. He could not tell anything. Uddhava, you cannot tell. Krishna cannot tell himself. That black cannot tell. Uddhava, you have no such turnings. Why it became? Now you are weeping. I think that he will also be weeping there. Why it became? In the meantime, one gopi came, one the most prominent gopi, lying down on the
lotus stem.
And she was not in senses. Some he got some sense, and he saw in his heart that Krishna has left us and gone to Madhupuri. But we know that Krishna cannot live without woman, without any Kishori. He cannot live. She saw in his heart that, oh, lakhs and lakhs Jadavi, Kshatriyani, Kishoris, newly married, are loving Krishna and Krishna is loving them. One has become angry and Krishna apologizing. Again she is happy and then again another. He is doing everything. So he became so angry in mood. Manavati. And then he began to tell Shisha that A, B, black B came. And he thought that the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika is like a lotus, very fragrant. And for Madhu, honey, he wanted to sit there. Srimati thought that he is not B, he is some doot of
messenger
of Krishna. And he was singing, humming. No, humming.
Humming.
She saw that, she understood that. She went to touch my feet like Krishna used to touch her feet. He became so angry and told, oh, at once go away from here. No samjhota, no compromise at all. If he can give up us, we can also give up him. So he has given up us, we have also given up. Try to compromise, no compromise. Or we see that he has sent you to compromise, but how to compromise? You are very foolish and also same time you are so much apavitra.
Impure.
We know that in Mathura there is a big shop, very big shop, and there is so much wine there, so much wholesale dealer. And see Madhupati, the master of Madhu, that shala, Madhu shala, meant that Wine shop. Little more, I can hear. Wine shop. Wholesale dealer is that black person. Oh, we see that you are her servant, his servant. And you have come to console. He has ordered you to come. But we have no quality. How to come and how to consolate? He told. B was humming. He understood. Oh, I know. Why you are doing like apologizing and doing so? And you are taking my Lord's feet on your head? We know. You want to cheat us again? You cannot cheat. We have cheated once, but now you are so wise, we will not be cheated. Go on. Huh? Get out from here. At once, don't touch, because you are so impure. Oh, you are telling that I am not impure? Yes, certainly you are impure. What is in your this?
Mustache. Mustache.
What is? Why it is yellow? Huh? Where you got? He told that. And he was humming, and they were understanding gopis. What's the meaning? Huh?
Pollen.
I cannot do. And this came out here. So nothing, it is your thing? No, you are telling lie. We cannot believe you actually. May I tell? He was hemming. Oh, you are telling. You should reply. Fine, then we are telling. You have seated on the Vanmala of Krishna, that black person. And when Krishna embraced any Jadavi, you know, wife of any Jadav, and the color kumkum came on your garland. And it was so sweet and so fragrant and so deep color that you sat on that and it is coming from there. Go away at once. Don't delay. At once. We know that you are foolish and your master is like you. One day the very powerful, any Jadav will see this fact and they may take revenge from Krishna. You have no etiquette. So this thing, that your Swami is like you, we know him very well. Then again, he went some way. And again he said, oh, you are praying me? You cannot, cheat me? You are telling that you should be very, you should be prasanna.
Pleased.
You should be pleased to him. He is so sacred and pious and he wants his love and affection for you are so pure. He remembers you always. So you should have some compromise with him. Gopis told him, no, never compromise. Go away from here. We have heard of three persons, black persons. One in Treta Yuga. He was called as Ram. Was so black, outer and inner. Went to forest to obey his father. And he became like sadhu here. And but he took his bow and arrow also. And he took his wife also. And he went to forest. There anyone stole his wife. Anyone wanted to stole his wife. We know that Surpanakha once went there. She made a very beautiful save. So beautiful. And told Ram that I want to be your wife. You should marry me. Ram told that my wife is with me, Sita. My brother has no wife here, so you can go and marry her. When she went there, Lakshman told that I am servant of this Ram. He is king, I am servant. So if you will marry me, then you will have to be servant, made servant. And if you will marry Ram, then you will be queen. So you should go to them. Again she went to Ram, and Ram told again that I promise that I cannot marry anyone giving up Sita. So you should go, my young brother. Again she went. Again he told that, are you want to be queen or not? You want to be Dasimanli? He is telling that I cannot marry. But our father has 363 wives. No harm? Our four fathers having so many wives? So Ram can marry you. No harm. There will be two queens, no harm. But if you will marry me, then you will have to serve all this. So you should go. Again she went. Ram told to go to younger brother. She became angry and he took a big, very big shape. She understood that if I will take Sita in my mouth and I will eat, then Ram will surely marry me. So he began to catch Sita, and Sita was weeping. Save me, save me. Ram at once had done some ishara,
signal
to Lakshman, and Lakshman
cut off
his nose and
ears.
Why Ramchandra did so? Gopis are telling. He was a lusty person, and he used to show outwardly that he was not lusty. If he had told her, it was his dosh, fault, that how beautiful he was. If he was not beautiful, no question of falling things. Women, very sorrow, innocent. If they will see any beautiful thing, they want to take it. So Surpanakha was like, very innocent woman, he saw you so beautiful and she told her, but why you cut his nose and this? After that, Sita told that, bring that deer, that was Marich. I want to give it donation to charity to Kaikeyi-ma. Or Bharat. And if it is not caught, then kill him and bring his skin. I will give it to Bharat, that on that he will sit and do bhajan. Anyway, I want. Lakshman told that it is not a deer, he is a very big demon. But Sita again told, oh, bring. And at last, what happened? Sita was stolen. And big fight there. So, we know that Ram made a friendship with Sugriv. His wife also lost. His elder brothers had taken his wife because she was so beautiful. And what Ramchandra also lost his wife, anyone has taken. So Ramchandra made friendship with Sugriv that you should bring my wife, you should help me to bring my wife. At last Bali was killed and his wife came to Sugriv. And after that Ram killed Raman and Sugriv helped him. So both are lusty. I know one also black person. Who is he? Bamandev. He was so big, but he took the shape of very Baman Angulis fingers. One man 52. And he asked three steps of earth. And he promised to give, but when he used to measure, he became so tall and took everything. Bhurbhuvah Shaha Mahajana Tapa, each Brahmand, and for third step, nothing. Then he, Pali Maharaj told that take my this whole body, I'm giving up you. After that, Bamandev
bound him
in Nagpash.
Snake rope.
And he was then with him. Why he did so? So this is also black person. We have done nothing to compromise. Uddhava was watching all this. Oh, so much separation mode. I have never heard, never seen. There are so many slopes. I have given only outline of some one or two. If my master is so impure and you cannot do compromise, then why you are taking only his name and you are telling the pastimes of that black person? That is the thing. We can give up Krishna, that black person, but we cannot give up his pastimes. We know that any should one should not take, chant his name, black person's name. Those who want to be happy in this world with their families, they should not chant that Krishna name. And don't try to hear all these things. Because if you will hear and chant that name, you will give up your home. You have your wife, your husband, your sons, everything in this world, and became like birds here and there. So don't hear. So why you are doing? This is the thing. We cannot give up. So, Uddhava saw and began to pray. That I've never seen, never realized a prem like this. And he began to pray. Asamaho charanarenu jusamaham vrindavane kima kulmala tausadhiya jastustajana svajana arja patanche hitva Veje Mukunda Padavim Sotabhip Mnivigyan. Aho Asham Aho Charanarin Usama. Buddha is telling. Praying. That is in whole world. Gopis are so much high. More than Krishna. He could not pray for the Charna Raj. Lots of lotus feet of Krishna, they are praying for the to have dust of gopis lotus. If it is found, my life is successful. Otherwise not. So I want to take the dust of gopis, lotus feet. And that is why we want to be grass in Vrindavan, anywhere in Vrindavan. Especially near Vanshivat, near Surya Kunda, anywhere in Radha Kunda, Bhandirvat, especially in Radha Kunda nearby. I want to be a grass, not trees, not anything, that gopis will walk over and the dust of gopis will come. Especially when they are going to meet Krishna, and that is called Abhishar. If you will have the dust, then my whole life will be successful. Bande Nanda Brijesti Nam Padrenum Abhikshnasa Jasang Hari Kathod Gita Punati Puna. Oh, I'm not qualified for this. I'm so wretched, unqualified for. So I want to only do pranam to lotus feet, dust. I want to pray one dust of
particle
of gopi dust. One. What is one that dust? Any prominent gopis. And who is prominent? Srimati Radhika. So he is praying to lotus dust of one dust of Srimati Radhika. Bande Nanda Brijai Srinam Padrenum Abhikshnasa. For lakhs and lakhs births I want to pray. Because the pastimes between gopis and Krishna, if anyone see here in by the ears, in whole world they can make pure. And this is the prayojan of Pratipadya Vastu of Srimad Bhagavatam. Pratipadya?
Conclusion
of Srimad Bhagavatam. This gopi prem. And this gopi prem is prayojan, and this is sadhya phal. We will explain it to that class. Gradually we will go to there. This kind of prem, affection, never heard whole world, not in Vedas, not in Upanishad, not in other Purans. Only for this Srimad Bhagavat was manifested. Only for this. The gopis' love, affection to Krishna was highest. So, we want to serve gopis. So gopis, we want to be servant of gopis. And this thing is our goal. How to serve Krishna like gopis? This prem is highest. And this should be the goal. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Raya Ramananda. In dialogue we will see it as well. Gaur Premananda. Radhe Radhe Govinda.
Govinda Radhe.
Yeah. Jai Jai Sri Radhe.
Not all are standing hands.
Jai Jai Sri Radhe.
Bolo Vrindavan Bihari Lal Ki Jai. Radha Vinod Bihari Ki
Jai Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Gandharvika Giridhari Sri Sri Radha Vinod Bihari Jyoki Jai Jai Om Vishnu Pad Ashrutar Sharti Dandi Goswami Shishman Bhakti Vedanta Shikha Nayan Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Nitya Lila Pravishth Om Vishnu Pad Shishman Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Ki Jai Nitya Lila Pravishth Om Vishnu Pad Shishman Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Jai Nitya Lila Pravishth Om Vishnu Pad Shishman Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupad Ki महाभागवत श्रील गोर किशोर दास बाबूजी महाराज की जय सच्चिदानंद श्रील भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर की जय वैष्णव सार्वभौम श्रील जगन्नाथ दास बाबूजी महाराज की जय श्री रूपानुगाचार्य गुरुवर्ग की जय सह पार्षद श्री गौर हरि की जय श्री गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री द्वैत गदाधर शिवासरि श्री गौर भक्तवृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपी गोप गोधन द्वादशनात्मक ब्रजमंडल की जय गौड़ मंडल की जय क्षेत्र मंडल की जय श्री नाम संकीर्तन की जय गंगा जमुना भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय समागत गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री गौर प्रेमानंदे
नौ